This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures if you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being. And to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you. We welcome your calls at 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about formulations, ingredients, health challenges you or a loved one may be confronting, they're all reversible. Chronic health challenges are always reversible to the extent that we reverse our lives. The body can turn on a dime. If we turn on a dime, if we change our lives, if we change what we're doing, our body will respond accordingly. If you change it in a positive way, you'll get healthy changes. And if you change it in a negative way, you'll get negative changes. The body is exquisitely responsive to how we live our lives. That is such a powerful and inspirational idea, that the body is responsive to how we live our lives, for better or worse. That's what we're not told by the medical model. We're told that we're just condemned to degeneration, condemned to being sick. You're going to be on this medicine for the rest of your life. 844-236-6010 is our number, and if you want to purchase your longevity products, call 866-735-2470 or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And, of course, if you would like to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, go to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. I'm going to be talking a lot more about skin in the coming days. I have, I have an expertise in how the body works in general, but a real expertise in how the skin works. I've been doing skin, working with the skin, helping heal skin, helping prevent or slow down at least injuries from post-surgery, post-surgical injuries, speed healing from post-surgical injuries for many years. I worked for Blistex. I learned how to heal the skin topically in pharmacy school. Truth treatments represent everything I know about how to take care of the skin, what you can do for the skin topically, and there's a lot you can do for the skin topically, but you got to understand what the skin is about. We're going to be talking a lot about the skin because not only do I have an expertise in the skin, but everybody wants to have beautiful skin. Skin is the one organ in the body that we can all see. We always say the skin is the body's largest organ. It's kind of an interesting concept that the skin is an organ on the outside of your body. You can actually see your organ. Now, turns out it's very misleading because it doesn't look like much is happening when you look at your skin. It just looks kind of, I don't know, it just looks like nothing. What is the skin? What do you think the skin is? I know what it is from studying it, but sometimes I wonder, what does the average person think the skin is? It certainly doesn't look like an organ. It takes a lot of imagination to picture it as an organ. Nonetheless, it is an organ. That is so important because when we slather things on our skin unconsciously, we are abusing an organ. We're abusing the organ called the skin in a way we would never abuse any other organ. And it's all based on misunderstanding. We've been talking about the hormone estrogen. That's another misunderstood concept. There's so many misunderstandings in the world of medicine, in the world of biology, we'll say, and not to mention the world of medicine, but in the world of biology, there's so many misunderstandings. We think about estrogen, most people will think of it as as a feminine, a youthful feminine hormone, a hormone that helps you maintain your youth and femininity. And that's true. That's one of its roles, but it's also a growth substance. It makes fibers grow. It makes fluids move into cells. It's pro-inflammatory. It changes the genetics. It induces genetic mutations. And many of these untoward effects of estrogen are linked to sluggish metabolism of estrogen. This is the missing link in hormone replacement therapy and understanding how to leverage hormone replacement therapy. It's the idea that if you're not clearing your estrogen out, you're going to have a problem. And this is why HRT is so problematic, and it's also why there's so much confusion around HRT. Sometimes women benefit, sometimes they don't benefit. If it's an estrogen problem, how come estrogen is helping? There's all kinds of weird paradoxes in HRT therapy and hormone replacement therapy, and it's because we don't recognize this idea about estrogen clearance, estrogen detoxification. Typically, when women are put on prescription estrogen or the birth control pill, HRT, typically liver function is not accounted for. Steroid metabolism, estrogen clearance, the intestinal health, digestive health, typically that is not accounted for. If you're going to be playing with estrogen, you really want to make sure that you're breaking it down in a healthy way and you're minimizing exposure to foreign estrogens, plastics especially, bisphenol A, which is a kind of a plastic additive. That's the classic, that's probably the most common source of xenoestrogens is the plastics, but there's others too, parabens, preservatives in skincare products, fragrances, triclosan, which is an antibacterial product that's in a lot of those antibacterial gels that you get, triclosan. You know, you're seeing it less and less these days because it's becoming recognized as a nasty chemical that disrupts thyroid function and throws off estrogen metabolism. So avoiding exposure to all of these things is really important if you're going to benefit from HRT, as well as helping your body clear it out. The liver, the gallbladder, the pancreas, the stomach, all of these are involved in the detoxification, the intestine, of course. All of these are involved in the detoxification of estrogen. Probiotics, good bacteria are really important. Fiber is really important. One of the most common reasons for dispensing estrogen is about the skin. Dermatologists think that they believe that estrogen is a skin use promoting substance. You know, sometimes they'll even give you estrogen vaginal cream. I remember dispensing estrogen vaginal cream for wrinkles. And I can see the logic. Unfortunately, the fact that estrogen is involved with collagen production does stimulate collagen production. It also stimulates all fibers. It's very stimulatory. Estrogen is a very stimulating hormone. It's an upper. And it's especially an upper when it's not detoxified correctly. So that whole collagen production thing is because it's upregulating, it's increasing the activity from the cells that make the fibers. That's why estrogen, in addition to being a collagen production hormone, it's a fibrosis hormone. And fibrotic skin condition, fibrotic health conditions typically will involve estrogen. And that includes cystic fibrosis, and that includes pulmonary fibrosis, that includes cardiac fibrosis, that includes fibromyalgia. And fibrosis is a common generic way the disease shows up. Fibrosis is a common denominator, a common symptom in all health, degenerative health conditions. There's always going to be an element of fibrosis. So to give yourself a fibrosis-inducing hormone doesn't really make a lot of sense. Dispensing drugs, and hormones are drugs, dispensing drugs slash hormones to maintain youthfulness is, in my humble opinion, not a good strategy. Dispensing hormones slash drugs to maintain youthfulness in the skin is a really bad strategy. If you're just doing it for your skin, there's way better ways to take care of your skin and keep your skin healthy as you get older. Way better ways. We're all obsessed with the health of the skin because it's an organ that we can see. So the idea is to treat the skin like an organ, like all the organs. But we don't look at the skin like an organ. An organ is made up of cells and stuff that comes out of the cells. The skin is made up of cells and stuff that comes out of the cells. Where do you think you need to be in the body, and where do you think you need to be in the skin if you want to have healthy skin or a healthy body? You want to be in the stuff or you want to be in the cells? You got to figure out how to leverage the power that's inherent in the cell. That's the key right there. The cell. Sell. And I don't want to be all Dr. Science here, but you can't be healthy unless you figure out how to dress the cell. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here, and we have lines open at 844-236-6010. If you have questions about skin health or about anything we're speaking about here today, skin health, skincare products, our Truth Skin Health products, which are all available at truthtreatments.com, questions about ingredients, formulations, comment or success story. We especially love hearing success stories. 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or check out the longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at truthnourishment.com for truth nutritional supplements and exotic herbal extracts. Truthnourishment.com, truthnourishment.com. All right, so we're talking about the skin and estrogen. There's a major relationship between the two. Estrogen is when you're young and your skin is all plump and juicy. Partially, that involves estrogen. Estrogen is involved how fluids flow through the skin. Estrogen plays a role in skin moisturization. Unfortunately, as we get older, we don't process our estrogen as effectively as we should, and that's where estrogen becomes a big problem. Compounded by the fact that we're all exposed to estrogen, and basically the estrogen breakdown or detoxification process is overwhelmed. That's why it's important to use nutrition for detox, nutrition for the liver, nutrition for helping your body get rid of this excess estrogen. If you're dealing with a fibrotic condition, which is pretty much all chronic degenerative diseases, guaranteed you got an estrogen problem. Especially if there's pain involved, especially if there's cysts involved, especially if there's reproductive issues involved. There's so much silliness in the world of estrogen and estrogen medicine, and there's so much silliness in the world of skin. That's another thing estrogen and skin have in common. There's a lot of silliness we believe about both of them. I'm always amazed by the silly things we believe about our skin and about our skincare regimens, how we take care of our skin, and skincare products in general. There's so much mythology. Not so much among you guys listening to this program. Not so much among people who listen to me, but out there in the world, there's so much misunderstandings. And I have personally dedicated my 33 years of experience in the skincare business to helping people understand how to deal with their skin, how to take care of their skin. I made it my job to clear up and cut through the confusion and the bad science and the wrong ideas about how we take care of our skin. Probably the most important thing, probably the most important idea about the skin is the appearance of the skin, or the beauty of the skin, is the fact that the beauty of the skin and the appearance of the skin depend on areas of the skin we don't see. The health of the skin is a function of what we don't see. In other words, where we see the problem is not where the problem is. Now, this should come as no surprise if you study health, because that's how we take care of our bodies in general. Where we see the problem is not where the problem is. That accounts for that. Number one, that accounts for why medicine and why our ways of taking care of the body fail us, because we're always treating where the problem is not. There's where the problem is, and there's where the problem is not. We're always treating where the problem is not. We don't treat where the problem is, and that's the skin is just an example of how we operate as a culture. And I don't want to blame, you know, medicine or doctors. But that's why people complain about the medical model, is because we're always treating where the problem is not. We're not treating where the problem is. We're treating the symptoms. We treat the rash, not the immune system. Or if we treat the immune system, we shut it down. We don't treat what's triggering the immune system. So we treat the rash, we quiet down the immune system, but we don't treat the cause of the immune system activation. That's what steroid creams do. Steroid creams treat the rash. They don't treat the problem. They treat the immune system by shutting it down or suppressing it, but they don't treat the problem. And this all started, in the world of skin anyway, in the late 1800s. How we take care of the skin today is basically the same kind of way we took care of the skin 50, 60, 70 years ago. How we take care of the body is the same way we take care of the body 50, 60, 70 years ago, 100 years ago. Skincare started about, the modern skincare that we know today started in the middle to late 1900s. We're still basically doing the same thing. We're not addressing where the we don't address the causes. The skin is like any other organ of the body. It's made up of two compartments. It's made up of cells and it's made up of stuff. Cells and stuff, and the stuff comes from the cells. And the cells come from the blood. That's the order. Blood to cells to stuff. The blood is the nutrients. The blood is the stuff that makes the cells. The cells is the stuff that makes the cells make the stuff. The blood makes the cells make the stuff. This is why dirty blood is so important. This is why dirty blood precedes all eight long-term chronic diseases and accelerated aging. Dirty blood means dirty cells. Now, I'm being simplistic here, but basically that's what we're talking about. Messed up blood means messed up cells. Messed up cells mean messed up stuff. When we are sick or we have wrinkles or we're aging or whatever we're treating the stuff. We're not treating the cells and we're not treating the blood. The key to having good stuff is to have good cells, no matter where it is in the body, including the skin. The cells that make the stuff are only going to be as healthy as is the blood. It's all about the blood. And when I say the blood, I mean nutrition in the blood. I mean oxygen in the blood. I mean hormones in the blood and activating chemicals in the blood. And I mean a clean and pristine, free of immune and inflammatory factors, circulatory system. The blood has to be clean, has to be free of immune and inflammatory factors. And if you look at those two ideas, you have the key to understanding the health of the body and the health of the skin and the look of the skin and the beauty of the skin and the moisturization of the skin. All the things all our skin problems start off in the blood. All our health problems start off in the blood. So you say, how do things get in the blood? Well, you know, the food. The digestive system, that's how everything gets into the blood. For better or worse, nutrients and oxygen get into the blood through, I'll say nutrients get into the blood through food, oxygen gets into the blood through the respiratory system. Nutrients and oxygen are all you need to worry about, basically, in terms of what you're putting in your system. And then you got to make sure the system's clean, you want to have some movement. Nutriate, respirate, move, and rest. The fourfold square of health, and it's all because of the relationship between the blood and the cells and the health of the body, the structure of the body, how the body shows up. And that's true about the skin as well. So if you're getting Juvederm or Botox or using wrinkle creams or trying to get rid of your skin problems, your rosacea and your eczema and your psoriasis by rubbing something on top of your skin, you're missing the point. You're missing the boat. You're missing the key, the root of all of the problems. And that's why our skincare doesn't really work. That's why we have a skincare business, you guys. We have a skincare business because nothing really works. Everybody is on this search to find some kind of skincare product that's going to do something, but they don't work because they're all the same thing, based on 1850s technology. Pre-cellular. Didn't even know about the cells until somewhere in the middle of the 19th century. Cell theory, they called it. All right. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the bright side right after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court's announced it will hear arguments in an abortion case concerning a Louisiana law that places restrictions on that procedure. The law requires any doctor performing an abortion to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital and requires abortions be performed at hospital-like facilities with expensive equipment close at hand in case something goes wrong. It's similar to a Texas law that the court struck down 3 years ago in a 5-3 ruling, but that came down after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia, and the deciding vote was cast by since-retired Justice Anthony Kennedy. The current court has two new justices in Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, so a different ruling is possible. A U.S. envoy is reportedly talking with the Taliban in Pakistan. It's the first known contact between the two sides since President Trump called off such talks last month. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. 844-236-6010. Got lines open for you. I am Pharmacist Ben, and we're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. And you'll find your longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com, and also videos and blog posts, news stories, various products, as well as information, all free. Brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. Also have a skin health blog and or Truth Skin Health Products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. And I just want to read this. This was kind of interesting, and I've been seeing lots of these kinds of articles over the last few weeks. First death in a spate of vaping sicknesses reported by health officials. Yes, vaping sickness is now a thing. A patient in Illinois is the first to die of a mysterious drug illness linked to vaping. Public health officials announced on Friday. Well, look, it's not mysterious. You're not supposed to be putting stuff in your lungs. You're not supposed to be burning propylene glycol and putting it in your lungs. You're not supposed to be burning glycerin and putting it in your lungs. You're not supposed to be burning natural flavorings and putting them in your lungs. That's most, some of them, vaping devices even have nicotine, but most of them have propylene glycol and water, or food flavorings, and that, there's no vaping flavoring, they're food flavorings. Food flavorings aren't meant to be burnt and inhaled, so there's nothing mysterious about it. Vaping is not a good idea. Smoking's not a good idea. You want your lungs to be pristine. You want your lungs to be baby pink. Do you ever see what lungs look like in smokers? Why would people think that vaping is somehow better than smoking? It's not. Those natural flavorings, that's really the... Or those flavorings, I should say. Flavorings, natural flavorings, are nasty chemicals, number one. And according to the FDA, a flavoring can be called a flavoring, and it can have 100 different chemicals in it. And all you see is natural flavorings, and you don't know what all these compounds are. So, no surprise, we'll probably see a lot more of that, a lot more of this in the coming years, and then you're going to have... government regulation of vaping, because people have to be told what to do. Can't inhale stuff into your lungs and not expect to pay the price. If you are smoking, by the way, vaping or smoking, use vitamin C. Every time you smoke a cigarette, you lose a big old chunk of vitamin C, 25 milligrams or so. Use topical vitamin C if you're around cigarette smoke. Use our transdermal C serum or transdermal C balm or omega 6 healing cream. Vitamin C deficiency in the skin is, in fact, vitamin C deficiency everywhere is basically scurvy, which is basically aging. Aging is a type of scurvy. Aging is a type of vitamin C deficiency. I don't want to say type. Many of the symptoms of aging are similar to the symptoms of scurvy. Dr. Matthias Rath says heart disease is scurvy. The symptoms of heart disease are the symptoms of scurvy. They're just slower. Vitamin C is unspeakably important. If you're vaping or smoking, get on some vitamin C. Every time you smoke a cigarette, do a little bit of vitamin C. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Ava has been holding on for a really long time. Let's go to New York. What's up, Ava?
Hi. How would I know if I was having a stroke?
What makes you think you're having... Are you talking about right now?
Well, I'm just wondering because two of my very close relatives had strokes, and my left hand is very stiff, and I'm wondering if maybe I have a stroke.
Is it like numb stiff?
No, I do not feel numb. I feel fine, except I have to remind myself that why is my hand not swinging like a natural swinging of the arm?
Not stinging, do you say, or swinging?
Not swinging. Your hands are supposed to swing.
I could be. Paralysis of various parts of the body or, you know, movement issues on various parts of the body. Can definitely be a sign of stroke. Can you put both your hands over your head at the same time?
Yes, but I have to conscientiously do it. But if I'm
it's anything on your face or with your speech.
I'm talking well.
You're talking well.
Yes.
Anything with your vision?
I can see well too.
Okay, no problems walking. No headaches.
No headaches at all.
It's unlikely, but I would say it's unlikely if you don't have any other symptoms, although I can't say for sure.
So you think probably I did not have any kind of...
I would say it's unlikely, but I'm not telling you that for sure. I mean, I certainly can't tell you whether you're having a stroke just by talking to you on the telephone. But typically the symptoms of a stroke involve neurology, excuse me, problems speaking, confusion, slurring your words, numbness in various parts of your body, your face, one side of your mouth may kind of droop a little bit, problems with your eyesight, blurriness, headaches, dizziness, lack of balance, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Anything like that. You know, you understand what I'm saying? You just can't control your neurology.
So how come when I walk, my hands don't swing the way a person...
That I can't tell you, my dear, Ava.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? If you even think it's a, if you think it might be, it means you're not sure. It's worth if you can get to a hospital or something, it's worth it. Proper treatment, early action can minimize brain damage and complications.
Okay.
Strokes can be, you can deal with a stroke. You can prevent a stroke. The best thing to do is prevent a stroke. Because once it happens, you know, you can reverse from it, but it's a lot of work. It's a big pain in the butt that you'd rather not do.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can do a lot of stuff, especially if you're young. You know, there's a football player who had a stroke, I think, and he still played. Teddy Bruschi. I think it was him. All right, Ava, I wish I could give you more specific information, but I just can't tell you on the telephone, and it's worth taking, if you're even remotely suspect that you're dealing with a stroke, it's worth not messing around, my opinion.
Okay, thank you.
Just to be clear, stroke is when when the blood supply to your brain is somehow interrupted or reduced. When that happens, brain cells begin to die. And you want to prevent that or catch it. You know, you don't want your brain cells to die. That's not a good thing.
Uh-huh.
And it could be due to lots of different things. Blocked arteries can cause strokes. You can have strokes when the arteries in your brain has arteries, and when they become narrowed or blocked, it can reduce blood flow to the brain. You can also have it if you have a leak. That can also cause a stroke, or that can also cause a reduction in blood flow to the brain. I would take a look at it, my dear. That's the bottom line. All right?
Okay.
Thank you so much. But the best thing to do is prevent a stroke. Keep it from happening. Protect those circulatory vessels. Sugar destroys circulatory vessels. Keep the sugar down. Vitamin C builds circulatory vessels. Make sure you're using your vitamin C. Copper builds circulatory vessels. Protein builds circulatory vessels. Do you know the circulatory vessels are largely made up of connective tissue? Connective tissue building is the ultimate anti-aging strategy, and that means glucogel caps. All right, Barry in New Orleans. Good morning. What's going on, my friend?
Yes, I wanted to ask you about fluoride.
Fluoride?
Yes, fluoride, yes.
Yes, what do you want to know?
You know, they use this chemical, like on non-organic fruits and vegetables. And
the cryolite, the preservative, you mean?
Yes, and this... contains fluoride.
Absolutely, it is fluoride. Cryolite is fluoride. Hang on, Barry, you got to take a break. We'll talk about fluoride a little bit and cryolite when we come back. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open. We'll return on the Bright Side right after this.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the bright side. 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010 is our number. And we're talking to Barry in New Orleans. Barry.
Yes, yes.
All right, so cryolite is it's fluoride and it's a pesticide, yes. Isn't that interesting how fluoride is kills insects?
Yes, yes. Okay, so my main question I want to know, should one be concerned about peeling an orange and possibly getting significant exposure to fluoride just from peeling an orange?
You mean on your hands?
Yes.
A little bit, but, you know, there's more important things. But, yeah, probably it's not good to have fluoride on your hands. How many oranges are you peeling? Just one orange?
Well, I might usually like to eat maybe at least maybe two a day.
You got way more important things to worry about.
Okay, Barry. So
it's probably not good. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but it's, you know, there's way bigger. You got bigger fish to fry.
Okay, so that's what I thought, but I just wanted to be sure.
How's the fluoride in your water that you're drinking? You're there in New Orleans. You live in New Orleans, right?
Yes, yes. Well, I don't.
New Orleans is the bottom of the Mississippi. Only God knows what's in your tap water out there in New Orleans. Probably the worst tap water in the country.
Oh, okay. Well. So basically, I want to be sure. So, let's see, even if I rest the orange off and you know, basically it's not any significant exposure that I can get.
I would say that you're getting more fluoride from other places, but it's not a good thing. Make sure you use your chelating agents. That's the best thing you can do. Good nutrition can help you protect you against fluoride. And when I say chelation, I'm thinking like selenium and sulfur and vitamin C and acetylcysteine. These are all nutritional supplements that can bind up or tie up or magnetically pull fluoride out of your body. Fluoride is the big source of fluoride, of course, is the water. And even if you're drinking distilled water, you're still going to get fluoride in foods and meats and in the animals that drink fluoridated water. It's pretty much impossible to avoid excessive exposure to fluoride, and the amount that you're getting from an orange, peeling an orange, is going to be negligible compared to all that, my opinion. All right?
And one more thing. But most of the studies have been showing it has an effect on children's brains.
That's right.
But I saw some, even I didn't get into the particular studies, but are you aware of the any negative effects for his brain on the brain of adults?
You know, the brain, when tissue is developing and growing, it's more susceptible to being toxic because it's absorbing nutrients really quickly, so it's less likely in an adult, but that's not to say it's not happening. And while kids may have be more significantly affected than adults, it would be a good bet that adults are affected too. And, you know, these are things that we don't really know how much fluoride is affecting the brain, but we know that we're not really thinking clearly as a culture, and I'm not going to blame it on fluoride, but I can certainly say toxification of our environment plays a role. Fluoride doesn't help. Fluoride is largely a brain molecule, and very important relationship between a fluoride and calcification. Fluoride pulls in calcium, and calcification of the brain, especially the pineal gland, it makes sense that fluoride would support the breakdown of the calcification of these tiny little structures in the brain. So I would say it's a good bet. Yes, adults' brains are affected too, although children are because children are growing so fast, they're the real victims. They're much more serious. It's much more serious a problem in kids, although it is a problem in adults too. All right, Barry, anything else? I'm going to move on here. Yeah, what's going on?
Yes, you just mentioned sugar and how it the harmful effects of, I believe, the arteries.
Glycation, caramelizing, candying. That's the big. That is, to me, that's the big issue here. When we're talking about controlling how we live our lives and the relationship between lifestyle and how the body shows up, everybody, you know, you can understand that smoking would be a problem. You can understand alcohol would be a problem. Some people understand drugs are a problem, but the relationship between sugar and aging and sugar and disease, it's very underappreciated. I mean, the fact that sugar has this effect on the circulatory system, this glycation effect on the circulatory system, and that's the reason why diabetics have amputations and have foot problems and have blindness issues, eye problems, is because of the effect of sugar on the blood vessels. Sugar plus blood vessels equals caramelized circulatory system. Very, very bad thing. Just think of gooey melted blood vessels and blood trying to make it through there. It's just an awful thing, and it comes from largely from 130 to 150 or 160 pounds of sugar that we eat every year. The average American eats every year. So you don't want to underestimate that. And I'm not preaching any but to anybody. I'm just as guilty of it as anybody else. I'm not holier than thou. But I'm just saying we got to recognize that these are the places where our health becomes compromised. You know, and when they say you're just going to be on this medicine the rest of your life and don't say, well, maybe we should figure out a way to control your caloric intake and your sugar intake, it just deprives us of leverage over our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, my man. Thank you for your call, Barry. I love it when you call. Love your commentary and contributions. Thank you, my friend. Okay, take care. All right, let's go to Robert in Ohio. Good morning, Robert. What's up, buddy?
Hi, Ben. Hey, Ben. Hey. I just want true beauty is in the bones, and you know, skin's beautiful too, but the bone structure is
that's pretty beautiful,
the most
huh?
Beautiful part of it.
Yeah,
of a face.
I agree with
right.
you.
Right, and if you
what makes you say that, by the way, Robert? Excuse me.
Well,
what makes you say that?
Well, I saw an old movie that was, you know, supposedly made. The periodical part of it was in the 30s, and they mentioned that in the movie. It's like, oh, you know, pure beauty is in the bone structure in the face, and that's the way they thought back then. And
it's crystalline. It's a beautiful crystal.
Well, if you notice, there's a lot of people's jaw bones are disappearing, especially in older women, and the face structure. Almost everybody as they age is changing. And
yeah, that's true.
I think you spend a whole show on...
That's absolutely true.
You know,
the bones start to degenerate. That's scurvy. Did you hear me talking about aging as a form of scurvy? Vitamin C...
Isn't it called like the jawbone dies in osteopenia or something like that?
Osteopenia? Yeah. Osteopenia means you're not making enough bone cells. your bone cells aren't working. Your bone cells. I don't know if you're not making enough bone cells or your bone cells aren't working effectively. But I think it's you're not making enough bone cells. In any case, it does happen. It precedes osteoporosis. But even osteopenia and osteoporosis, they're just general signs of bodily breakdown. The problem with focusing on osteopenia or osteoporosis as a disease state in and of itself is more this idea where we treat the sign and rather the cause. The cause is the problem. It's not the degenerating bone, whether it's in the jawbone or in the skeletal structure or anywhere else. The degeneration of bone is a sign of general degeneration. It's like I always say when people ask me about macular degeneration, I say, what's the key word in that diagnosis, macular degeneration? Degeneration. Degeneration is the essence of aging, and degeneration of the connective tissue is the essence of aging. The essence of aging is general deterioration, but the essence of all of that is a breakdown of the connective tissue, and vitamin C is the key factor in the building of connective tissue. Now, I'm not saying that vitamin C is the only thing, but under conditions of vitamin C deficiency, you can't make connective tissue. And we're going, when we determine how much vitamin C we need, we go by the RDAs. The RDAs aren't there to help you build bone. The RDAs are there to keep you from having scurvy. They're not there to keep you from aging, subclinical scurvy or aging scurvy, but from the full-blown disease state. And you can just take 100 milligrams and not get the disease state, but you need way more than that if you want to help build connective tissue and help prevent the aging of the body's skeletal system and as the connective tissue in general. The connective tissue is not just the bone. The bone is a type of connective tissue. Go ahead. I'll give you a few more seconds here. What's going on?
I read this, Fosamax, high risk of jawbone death.
Isn't that great?
And those are very big. Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Doc Wallach has a book coming out about It's All in Your Head, I think, and that's probably going to cover everything I just talked about.
Is that right? I didn't know that. All right, good deal. Thanks so much for your call, Robert.
All,
I appreciate
it. All the symptoms, yeah. That's something he's working on or coming out here shortly. And then on MCT oils real quick, is C8 the best MCT?
No, C8 to 12. Carbon 8, for the listeners, that's 8 carbons, 10 carbons, and 12 carbons. Those are your medium chains, 8 to 12. So they're all important.
Okay.
Hey, I got to go. Only 20 more seconds. Thanks for your call, Robert. Appreciate it. And thank you to all my Brightside listeners. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.